Hey there, welcome to Elside Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of ElsideDemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking Elside. We have an email from Anonymous.
Anonymous writes in a lot. Hi Ben and Nate, feeling discouraged. I went back into my application that I sent out on September 1st and realized that I had made a few grammatical errors on my personal statement. What's worse is that these were the only schools I had real interest in. Am I done for?
I don't know. It depends on how bad those errors were and how noticeable they were. At the end of the day, your LSAT and GPA matter so much more than your written elements of your application that as much as your personal statement can't help, it also therefore can't hurt that much. It sucks that you have these errors. You should have checked them, but...
Yeah, I mean, like, I would be thinking about how, like, I would be trying to think about what I did wrong in my process and how to avoid that in the future, because, you know, you applied on September 1st. It sounds like you applied broadly on September 1st, but then, which is like, you're following all of our advice. That's amazing. But then also having grammatical errors in your personal statement means that you, like, you sent a relatively important document to, like, send all to like all these law schools. And you're just like, boy, that was not a great choice.
Well, this is interesting. What's worse is that these were the only schools I had real interest in. So it sounds like the schools you're not interested in didn't have the grammatical errors. So what, did you send them a different personal statement? I'm confused by this last comment.
Or maybe Anonymous didn't really apply that broadly. Maybe Anonymous only applied to the schools that they were really interested
in.
Yeah. And now there's no other schools that they want to apply to, even though as we read this, it's only September 12th. There's plenty of time to still apply this cycle. But Anonymous is saying, nah, I already shot my shot with all the schools that I gave a shit about.
Well, hey, look, it's only been 2 weeks. Can you just re-upload your personal statement? Do they even care?
If you re-upload your personal statement to LSAC, yeah, I mean, you might have the option to resend that personal statement to the school. Because I don't know if LSAC, like, just, you know, the report that they charge 50 whatever dollars for. They've sent the report. The report has been sent. So I don't know if that means that the school can upload download an updated version of your personal statement or not. I'm not sure.
Or they haven't downloaded anything, and once they get to your file, they just get whatever one is the latest. They might see that it was updated, but now I don't think anyone's going to care enough to go back and say, oh, what's different now? They're just going to be like, okay, this is the doc. This is the doc. Is this something to look into, Anonymous? Figure out what your options are.
I'd call LSAC.
Yeah.
LSAC tech support is 215-968-1001. I'm not sure if tech support is going to be the right number to call.
Yeah.
But I don't know. LSAC's pretty good on the phone. At least that's what we've heard. And I think I like that advice. I think if you call LSAC, you might find out that, oh yeah, no big deal. Just upload a new personal statement, and any school that downloads it from here forward will get the new one. That could be the case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Could be some process for uploading a different personal statement to your application. I don't know. Could be that the schools aren't going to give a shit. I mean, like, how many personal statements have we read? How many
so
of them
many.
Are actually
so
good?
Many are shit.
Oh, most
They're
of them
so
are
so bad.
Most of them are
like
totally
you're worried
shit.
About your grammatical errors. Your bigger problem might be what you talked about.
Right.
Or it might be your asset, right? Maybe you talked about the right things where everyone else talked about the wrong things. And so even though you have some mistakes in there, at least you have a story that's compelling.
If your LSAT's right, if your GPA is right, if the theme of your personal statement is right, then I think they're probably going to be willing. Most schools are going to be willing to forgive a few grammatical errors. If we're talking about Harvard, Stanford, Yale, though, like, they need to look for reasons to kick people out.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't be surprised at all if, you know, the top schools, the ones that can really be capricious, right? The mm-hmm. ones that just mm-hmm. like they have to be capricious because they
although have, it's not entirely capricious, right? I mean, if you have grammatical right. errors, right. like you're competing with the best of the best. And some of these folks, I mean, why didn't you put it through Grammarly? Why didn't you like what yeah. is that? You know, it's like you have access to so many tools these days. These kinds of things should be worked out.
When you're talking about Masters of the Universe, when you're talking about yeah. the like, you know, if you're going to go roll into big law making $220,000 a year starting salary, they're going to expect perfect work, right? What is it? Mm-hmm. It's like, we want it yesterday. We want it perfect. Don't ask any questions about how to, yeah. we want you to do it entirely by yourself yeah. perfectly yeah. yesterday. Yeah. That's what they're looking for in the Masters of the Universe type of law schools. And so, right. So maybe capricious was wrong there. Capricious, by the way, means given to sudden and unaccountable changes of mood or behavior.
Almost it's like terrible. Irrational, right?
Yeah. It's terrible to feel our livelihood hinges on a capricious boss is an example, or a capricious climate, I guess, if the weather changes rapidly. Maybe that was not quite the right word. I had to look it up because I wasn't sure. I like the word, but I think it's maybe the wrong word.
Seems like it means arbitrary, right? Like not.
Yeah, fickle was the first synonym. So maybe capricious mm-hmm. is apt here. The point that I'm trying to make is, yeah, at a school where they, you know, are going to own, like Yale admits less than 10% of its applicants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So at Yale, like, I mean, they definitely get more than 10% good applications. Mm-hmm. they're looking for reasons to get rid of people. And yeah, those grammar errors are probably reasons to get rid of people at Yale. They can't be a good reason to get rid of people at Hastings, right? Like a 50th ranked school. No,
your score is going to matter way more. Yeah. Your GPA is going to matter way more because that actually affects their 509. Yep.
Yeah. And lest you don't believe that you can get into law school with a shitty personal statement, go back to whatever episode of Thinking LSAT it was where Ben read his personal statement and I read my personal statement and they were both so embarrassing and such dog shit. And schools had no problem admitting us with a garbage personal statement. They don't care. They want your application. They want to admit you. If you've got the right numbers, they want to give you a scholarship. So, I don't know, report back to us, Anonymous. I'd love to hear how this went. And I wonder how bad those grammar errors actually are.
Yeah. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.